Let's go with Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth. Good morning.
Morning, Mike.
Yeah, the Fed, the market didn't like it, did it?
Yeah, so, gosh, there's a lot to digest in the US economy at the moment. As we know, you know, the US sort of tends to set the tone for markets around the world. Yeah, yesterday, Mike, after we spoke, the Federal Reserve announced that it was holding interest rates steady, which was expected. But it's all about where they're going, you know. It's all about indicating sort of what's going to happen in the future. Now, Jerome Powell said that interest rate cuts in the US are possible. So here, you know, this is sort of embodying the sort of dovish pivot, but not right now. So they issue a statement at every meeting, and they often make small but incredibly closely monitored changes. But this time there were quite a lot of changes. And the key for the market, as they said, the risks to achieving its employment and inflation goals are moving into better balance. So, and Powell talked about how important it was to get the decision right in terms of when to start the process of reducing rates. Now, he didn't think the Fed could get to that level of confidence that it needed by March, and bets were really being piled on that we could see a cut in the US Federal Reserve rate in March. But he did leave the door open. He said, that's to be seen. So the probability of a March cut has fallen, but it's still there. Now, market reaction was fascinating, Mike. You would have expected US Treasury rates to creep higher because you're not getting the, you know, the interest rate cut when you're expected, but they haven't. In fact, we've seen completely the opposite. In fact, wholesale interest rates fell. Now, you've got to look at the context here. Before Christmas, not only in the US, but also here in New Zealand, we saw a big rally, a big fall in wholesale interest rates. Now, that's reversed a little bit in January, but in the past 2 days, if I look, say, at the 5-year Treasury rate, it's fallen from 4% to 3.75. The 10-year important benchmark rate, it's fallen 20 basis points as well. These are big markets. Those falls are significant. Now, the reason here, Mike, is because the Fed hasn't been the only story in town. We're obviously in the middle of the company reporting season. We'll talk about that in a minute. But, Mike, we've also got a little bit of a concern about banks, not the big banks, but the smaller regional banks. Now, do you remember the early in 2023 Signature Bank, when it collapsed, and there was a lot of concern about regional banks? Well, in the last couple of days, well, this week, New York Community Bank, it's listed on the stock exchange. It reported a surprise loss and a big loss, $250 million for the size of the bank that it was. Why? Big loan losses. So its share price got hit pretty hard, but all of the regional bank index fell. And so interest rates are falling on concerns about the economy. So the market's thinking about economic risk. Now, I talked earlier on this week, Mike, about the US economy sort of threading the needle, that soft landing, not too hot, not too cold. Well, that process is not going to be a straight line. So he got some concerns about the economy. But then, Mike, overnight, manufacturing PMI, bit better than expected. The ISM, Institute of Supply Managers, their manufacturing index, better than expected. So we're going to get this sort of ups and downs. Fascinating stuff, though, Mike.
It is. And then how does big tech fit into that? Because we heard from them this week.
Yeah, we did. So big tech, so this is the Magnificent Seven, a big chunk of them reporting their results for the fourth quarter this week. So we're talking Microsoft, Apple, Alphabet, Amazon. And these companies really led the US share market higher last year. And the US share market had a magnificent year last year, 24% rise in the S&P 500. But is the gloss coming off? That's the question being asked. Now, yesterday, Microsoft result, revenue rose 18%. That looked pretty good, I thought. But analysts had really high hopes for things like their cloud business. Share price fell around, so just under 3%. It's bounced back overnight. Google results a little bit below analyst expectations. But look, their search engine revenue was up 13%. But expectations were higher. So these stocks were almost what we call priced for perfection. So the share price got hit really hard, 7.3% fall there, small bounce back in trading in the current session. Tesla, it's off 25% in January. And in the next few hours, you've got Facebook, Apple, Amazon. These results will sort of set the tone. But remember, Mike, sentiment sort of ebbs and flows. These are really short-term moves. You've got to sort of step back sometimes, look at the big picture. Also, non-farm payrolls tonight as well, so the labour market numbers.
Good stuff. Speaking of numbers, what are they?
The Dow Jones is up 0.5%, 196 points, 38,346. The S&P 500 is up 0.75%, 35 points, 4,880. And the NASDAQ has bounced back a bit after being under a bit of pressure this week, 0.8%, 15,290. FTSE 100 down 8 overnight, 7,622. The Nikkei down 0.75% overnight, 36,011. Shanghai Composite down 0.64%. 2770. The ASX 200 gave back some gains yesterday, down 1.2%, so quite a fall, 7598. But we were up 45 points on the NZX 50, 11,916. Kiwi dollar, 0.6135 against the US, 0.9341 against the Aussie, 0.5647 euro, 0.4822 pounds, 89.56 Japanese yen. Gold, a little higher again, $2,061, and Brent crude, $81.33, Mike.
Yeah, great. We can catch up next week. Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth.